This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Hour number three, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. I wonder if the literal or rhetorical part of it is what made Medela want to call into the show. Medela, if you're still out there, still listening, you are more than welcome to call in. You would be among friends, even if you don't like me. I'll talk to you. I have a... Okay. If you live in a state and they decide to buck the federal trend against certain things, I do not think that there should be any laws enacted that if you partake in that law, that you then lose your gun rights. Or any right for that matter, but your gun rights definitely, because guns are the only thing where you can get penalized and lose them. There is no penalty. Like, if you can be the most convicted felon in the world, and when you finally have paid your debt to society, you can get out and say whatever you want to say. Now, you can't vote anymore, but you still have the Fourth Amendment. You still have your Fourth Amendment rights. You still have your Fifth Amendment rights. So, there's a lot of things you lose when you're convicted of a crime, but most of the time you're not losing rights with the exception of voting. And if you don't want to lose that, then, I don't know, try to find another way to live. Now, right now you have the government trading the use of something that grows in nature for your right to keep and bear arms that shall not be infringed. We're talking about the state of Hawaii that is going after users of cannabis. The Honolulu Police Department has issued an order for medical marijuana users to surrender their firearms. Now, that is not only a violation of the Fifth Amendment protections, but since when do cops get to make such a decision? Sort of a la police state, yeah? KITV reports, in a letter dated November 13th, new chief of police Susan Ballard states cardholders have 30 days to surrender weapons, permits, and ammunition to HPD or to transfer ownership. According to the letter, the only way cardholders can get their weapons back is to get clearance from their doctors. Clearance from what? According to the Honolulu Star, the letter claims your medical marijuana use disqualifies you from ownership of firearms and ammunition. What about Xanax use? What about OxyContin use? What about, ibuprofen use? Because most of the time with marijuana, it has to do with pain management. Now, according to the Honolulu Star, the letter claims that. Ballard also cites Hawaii Revised Statute Section 134-7, parentheses A, as the reason for the move. Section reads, no person who is a fugitive from justice or is a person prohibited from possessing firearms or ammunition under federal law shall own, possess, or control any firearm or ammunition therefore. So, what has happened is they passed the use of medical marijuana in Hawaii, and since you can't have, you can't possess guns and be a drug user, now they become prohibited people. And it's interesting, since people using medical marijuana would be able to do so under law, even though law should have no governance over a plant in the first place. And These people do not necessarily qualify as a prohibited person, since Ballard cannot point to a law in which they are in violation, nor can she point to a conviction, something the Fifth Amendment demands before you can lose your rights. But they said that the first time a law enforcement agency has proactively sought out state-registered medical marijuana patients and ordered them to surrender their guns, and I'm looking at a copy of the letter, and it claimed a medical doctor's clearance letter is required for any future firearms applications or returns of firearms from HPD evidence. Now, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit ruled that a ban on gun ownership for medical marijuana users is constitutional. According to the court, marijuana use remains illegal on the federal level, even if a state exercises the Tenth Amendment against the D.C. beast, but they failed to argue from a position of the Fifth Amendment's protections regarding this. Form 4473 asks if the would-be firearm purchaser is an unlawful user of marijuana. No one who answers yes to that question can purchase a gun, and that's all fine and dandy. But what about those who have already purchased and own their gun? They aren't having to answer diddly squat. And furthermore, if the government was actively engaging in the job they're supposed to be engaging in, which is protecting the rights of the people and bringing justice upon evildoers, then maybe, just maybe, violent criminals would be put out of this world through the death penalty, and the nonsensical laws we have against plants would be reversed. Now keep in mind, those drug laws that so many neocons push are nothing more than a means to take your money and engage in a no-knock search and seizure that has resulted in billions of dollars being spent, which has only helped facilitate the black market, enrich those selling marijuana, and result in a far more dead than marijuana will ever bring about. And that is the problem about marijuana. Marijuana is, yeah, it's a drug. But then again, so is alcohol. And I don't know what the, you know, right now more people are killing themselves with opioids, aren't they? But this is where they've taken and made a law or instituted a law where it is legal to take marijuana under the auspice and stewardship of a doctor, which is the way all drugs are administered. You can go to a doctor, and in certain cases, like if you go to an endocrinologist and they find out you have a testosterone level that is low, you may get steroid, which is also prohibited to regular people. But under a doctor can dole that out. A lot of doctors don't, and some doctors do. Cannabis right now, though, has been legalized in 29 states and Washington, D.C. And still in 2011, the Bureau of the ATF sent a letter out to all firearm licensees stating that even if individuals have state-issued medical cannabis cards, it's illegal for them to own firearms because cannabis is still a Schedule I substance under federal law. So this is, no matter how you feel about drugs, okay, I'm not out here advocating for marijuana to be legalized or anything else, but it's absolutely incredible how the central government assumes authority never given to it and runs roughshod over the 10th Amendment. This is truly a 10th Amendment thing. Now, the other thing here is that you got a police chief who, as far as I can tell, hasn't been told by anybody to do this. It's interesting also that government claims cannabis is not medicine, but they hold a patent on it. And what does that tell you about it? And one thing we know for sure, the feds don't even prosecute people who lie on those ATF forms, or they rarely do. But how dare you own a gun and use marijuana, even with permission of the state beast, and own a weapon? This particular police chief has gone way above her pay grade, and she's going beyond the law and taking the law into her own hands. And that is un-American and unconstitutional. Now, having said all of that, I do not smoke marijuana. I haven't since I was, before I joined the military. And since I've been out of the military or been in the military, I've been completely out of that. And I have no desire to go start that again. But hey, if they're making it legal, does anybody get out there and say that you can't have a gun if you drink natural light? If you like your scotch after dinner, that. Anyway, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
She would've known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. How much I care to think my boss wanted to all the whiskey.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. I've been trying to, you know, you get out there and like I saw, I've seen articles all over the place and editorials and letters to the editor all over the place. And it's interesting when you look not at so much at the letter to the editor, but at the comments. The comments are indicative of, like, one place, Salt Lake City, Utah. Utah is a very big gun-friendly state. I have sponsors, former ex-sponsors that are both in Salt Lake City. And my first blush would be to think that Salt Lake City is a pretty pro-gun area. It is not, apparently, based upon what I see when I see some of these comments. But let's look at some letters to the editor. Like this one. Mass shootings have nothing to do with the right to keep and bear arms. Kurt Stone, whoever that is, points out the carnage could have been much greater had it not been for an armed citizen with an AR-15 which wounded and then pursued the lunatic shooter. The only thing that might have prevented the Sutherland Springs shooting would have been if the U.S. Air Force had entered the shooter's domestic abuse conviction and his undesirable discharge into the... His bad conduct discharge into the NCIS system. Those responsible for their oversight should be harshly dealt with and, in my opinion, should be cashiered and punished severely for their negligence and lack of oversight. But most firearms used by criminals to commit crimes are those acquired through burglaries or through straw purchasers. People who fail to secure their firearms and those who lose them in burglaries should be required to report the thefts within 24 hours or discover or face criminal charges. See, there's a problem with that position, too. And straw purchasers should be severely punished, Class C felony and incarceration. The other problem, Stone points out, is our failing mental health system. Not that long ago, all the lunatics were locked up in mental hospitals until they regained their sanity. With the advent of psychotropic drugs, our government concluded it was cruel and unusual to keep them locked up after this great awakening. I used to see a poor elderly woman wandering around town mumbling to herself. She should have been institutionalized for her own protection, and I used to worry about her constantly. Then one day I read she'd been found dead, frozen to death in a storefront on Main Street, and it just broke my heart. After Pearl Harbor, Admiral Yamamoto, who was educated in the U.S., counseled against invading our West Coast. His reputed advice to the Emperor and High Command was behind every blade of grass will be an armed citizen. Though I can't confirm the authenticity of this quote, the Second Amendment gives us the right to keep and bear not only for purposes of self-defense, but also in case it should ever become necessary to raise a militia. Disarming the law-abiding will do nothing to prevent lunatic mass shootings, but a better mental health system and more law-abiding, armed, and properly trained citizens could surely prevent many. Something that I don't necessarily agree with, getting out there and making it a mandated requirement where you're breaking a law if you don't report a theft means you, the victim, become a criminal. And that's sort of problematic for me. Then here's another one. This one, laws could prevent firearm thefts from gun shops and vehicles. Have we got enough room for this? Yeah. Now, this goes, guns in the wrong hands are a menace to society. Yet lawmakers have shown repeatedly that they are loath to stop firearms proliferation or tighten ownership restrictions. 9 states have shown the way by establishing sensitive security standards for gun shop owners. Missouri lawmakers should protect citizens by mandating tight security measures to prevent thefts from retail stores and vehicles. With no federal laws determining how brick-and-mortar gun stores should secure weapons, states are left to set standards that deter thieves from retail heists. Legislation is pending in Illinois requiring gun dealers to get state licenses and allowing regulators to establish rules for securing inventories. That's a good step and one that Missouri, which has among the weakest gun laws in the country, should implement. As it stands, there's little to deter the kinds of gun store burglaries that occurred early Monday in suburban Crestwood and High Ridge. By contrast, tighter security at a gun store in Edwardsville thwarted a burglary attempt early Thursday. In both stores where burglars succeeded, they gained entry simply by breaking windows. No security system was in place to thwart them. They stole several rifles in Crestwood and fired on a worker in a neighboring business who was trying to report the break-in. About 30 minutes earlier, thieves took 4 shotguns and 2 rifles from the High Ridge shop, which had an infrared camera that showed 3 people who appeared to be wearing masks. The stolen guns are probably headed straight for the underground market, where they would be sold at inflated prices to people who can't get firearms legally. Past as prologue, they will probably be used in violent crimes or traded for narcotics or other contraband. Drug dealers represent a major source of illegally tracked firearms, so impeding the flow at the source is critical. In a St. Louis smash and grab on November 10th, guns were locked up, so thieves only took ammunition and a laptop computer. It takes employees and shop owners more time to safely store firearms overnight, but that's time well spent if it keeps guns from entering the illegal weapons market. Another area that could use some regulatory tightening is guns kept in cars. Since concealed carry is legal in Missouri, some gun owners leave firearms unsecured in their vehicles when they enter venues such as Busch Stadium, where guns are prohibited. An attempt last year to open an armored truck downtown to store guns and other valuables for short periods never got much beyond the idea stage. Responsible owners should store firearms in a secured, anchored lockbox inside their vehicles. Laws should require gun shop owners to install window bars or metal plates to discourage break-ins. Possessing stolen guns is not a Second Amendment right. Failing to prevent gun thefts endangers all law-abiding citizens' freedom. Okay. This guy is saying that by making more requirements for these guys to jump through, that this would stop theft. Now, some of this stuff is not passing muster with me because when the Brady Law took effect, all of these people that had FFLs, there were a lot of these things they called the tabletop FFL, and these were just people that didn't have inventories or anything else. They just, they were in the neighborhood and they bought and sold guns to their friends and for a discount, and all of those were swept away because they didn't have a brick and mortar shop. Gun shops have to have certain things in place by ATF regulation to deter theft. They're not just... And that's a federal law. This is not something the state can regulate away. Missouri can't make it that way. If they're getting in there and if they're breaking in and successfully getting guns, there has to be a little more to it than that because gun dealers are one of the most highly regulated industries to get in. Every time I meet a new gun dealer, I sort of sit back and look at them and just I like them immediately because they're obviously lunatics, which are my kind of people. So I found that sort of interesting. Sort of interesting, if you will. But I've got some more letters to the editor when we get back, because it's interesting the way America thinks. You can tell the people that aren't free thinkers. The ones that it's a shame that they don't get out a little more. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Is Lock and Load. I have two Facebook accounts. I have my personal page and I have the show page. If I did not have a radio show, I probably would not have a Facebook account. I do occasionally, you know, I've got old friends and everything that I'm Facebook friends with, and there's a lot of people that listen to the show that I'm Facebook friends with, and I like to put out information they may find entertaining or something, and I like the information they send to me, and I've had some very stimulating, interesting conversations and met some of the ninjas that way, and that's a great thing for me. But Facebook is a sort of a behemoth. When it comes to what they do as far as the way they gather information on you. Now, they've got some software coming out. They're calling it Proactive Detection Artificial Intelligence Technology that's going to scan all posts for patterns of suicidal thought, and when necessary, send mental health resources to the user at risk or their friends, or contact local first responders. They're going to use AI to flag worrisome posts to human moderators instead of waiting for user reports, and Facebook can decrease how long it takes to send help. So an artificial intelligence is going to try to establish within you, who do not, you know, most of us do not operate with a known algorithm. So they're going to look for your algorithm to try to detect what's going on. I hate social media. And having said that, I have a lot of social media. I'd love to see some of these companies crash and burn. Because what have they done? What do they actually really do? What do they contribute to society? They're doing nothing to make our lives better. When I was growing up, you know, we were going to have cars that flew. And we were going to be on Mars by now. And we were going to have warp drive by now. And what have we got? We got Facebook. And, sure, I've got, you know, the Star Trek communicator now is called an iPhone. I get that. And what do we use those things for? Some of us just use them to watch cat videos. So, and it's not that I am now or have ever been suicidal. I can't imagine becoming suicidal. I can't imagine looking at life and looking out there and saying, there's just nothing here. There's just no reason for me to go on, because I like existing. I like holding my little granddaughter's hand, and I like talking to my adult sons, and I like talking to the ninjas, and I like going to shoot with JT, and I like shooting video and doing the show. There's a lot of things I like about this existence, so I'm not going to jeopardize that by killing myself. But I don't trust this not to have a lot of false positives. And there are going to be very real consequences to alerting the authorities that someone might be a danger to themselves or others, loss of gun rights being the primary issue here. And I want you to think about states like California, which now has the gun violence restraining order. Washington State, which also has something like that. Connecticut, which also has something like that. Some of the other states have something like that. In these states, they will take guns from people based upon what Facebook's AI tells them. So, without due process and without even human interface, an AI is going to look at your page and they're going to determine whether or not you are suicidal. Now, how's that going to work? Well, in many states, even an observational trip to the to some mental health facility will land you a state and federal prohibition. Pennsylvania is one of them. And if you ever find yourself in a situation where first responders show up concerned that the Facebook AI has determined that you're going off the deep end, make sure that you go voluntarily. Make sure you tell everyone you deal with that you're there voluntarily. Because if they take you against your will, now you have much bigger issues if you own guns. Even if they let you go, even if you haven't made arrangements, if you arrive home to a safe full of guns, congratulations. You've just made yourself a felon in addition to having to endure contact with the state mental health system. Then there's the other part. Suicidal people are not going to get out there and post days and days and days of suicidal posts and then go commit suicide and give the Facebook AI a chance to do something about it. Bob Owens, May 2017. I don't know what happened to this day. Nobody's ever told me what caused this, what precipitated this. At the particular time, Bob was dealing with the same thing that I was dealing with, which was we both separately were trying to say to everybody out there up in arms about the Rock River Arms, Springfield Armory thing going on within Illinois, that was not them selling gun owners down the river. Because it never was. Now, when Bob did it, Bob got attacked for it. You know, I did it. I did it here live on the air. And I never got attacked for it. And even if I had been attacked for it, that's not going to be one of the things that's going to do anything to me. Bob, I don't like talking about Bob too much because that was a shock to me. Bob made one cryptic post on Facebook. and he posted it, and then he got in his car and he drove somewhere, and then he shot himself in the head. And if that AI had been in place, would that AI have recognized that? Would it have stopped Bob? I hazard to say no. First of all, they have to establish within, you know, if they're looking for a pattern, a trend, an algorithm, if you will, it's going to be more than one post. So if you've got somebody, and see, what this will lead to when Facebook does this, and this will lead to a lot of mass people getting away from Facebook, and it'll be interesting to see how this works, but if you're on Facebook and you're out there saying, if they take guns, then I guess it'll be a civil war. Well, if they're going to prevent you from killing yourself, are they going to prevent you from starting a civil war if they think that if they're taking you literally? Right? This is the kind of thing that this kind of software foments. And that's the problem with it. That's the big problem with it. So let's say they do that. Now, what happens then? What happens to me if I decide, well, I've had enough of this noise, I'll just get off Facebook? Then what? Am I going to be looked at for getting off of Facebook? Well, if you don't have nothing to hide, why would you get off Facebook there, Bill? So, let's see where this goes. Let's see what we get out of this. This is one of those things that, you know, I look at it and I just wonder how far they might be willing to take it. It concerns me a great deal to think that this would be launched and actually seriously considered, because I find this to be unconstitutional. I don't know anywhere in the Constitution where it says that social media can make a determination that you are this or that or the other. And if they actually allow this to happen, if they actually go out there and this becomes a thing, well, that's going to be one of those moments where you got to ask yourself, is this a constitutional crisis? But we'll see. Hasn't happened yet, or if it has happened, I haven't heard of anybody getting swept up in it. We certainly don't need the HAL 9000 determining whether or not we're good to go. I'll tell you that much. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Trust a neutral AI to judge your mental state and then send directly to the NICS. That's for their aim, what they're aiming for this. This reminds me of Obama. Obama tried to create as many lists of prohibited people for different reasons as he could. He wanted a terrorist watch list, which would be prohibited. A no-fly list, which would be prohibited. The veterans that had financial fiduciaries, they were prohibited. The Social Security people that had financial fiduciaries, they were prohibited. This is another way to create another list. That's what I see it as. Anyway. That's right. All of these little things that you can get, like Alexa and Siri. Siri on my iPhone, I'll be sitting here just talking, doing the monologue sometimes, and it'll start talking to me. It's listening to me. I think I've disabled it, but, you know, anyway. Coming from Josh Horowitz, who is the, I can't remember if he's with the Violence Policy Center or the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. He believes that there's a signature issue from which the Democrats, or the communists, if you will, can go forward in 2018, 2020, and beyond. It's an issue that he says Americans are passionate about, even though the millennials don't agree with him. And, I mean, everybody else that's already in the system, in the gun world, the gun culture, they don't either. He finds the gun violence prevention issue to be a winning issue for the Democrat communists. The recent election in Virginia illustrates the issue's growing popularity among voters. For months, Democrats up and down the ticket made gun violence prevention a cornerstone of their respective campaigns. So what he's doing here, see, he's making you believe. What did this come out of anyway? I can't tell. It came out of the Hill. Came off the Hill.com. He's making or trying to attempt to make you believe that the Democrats won because they pursued a campaign and a policy plank of gun violence prevention, when in fact, Virginia is a purple state. If Gillespie had won, it would have been miraculous. I mean, it was more unlikely that he would win than it was Trump would win. He was never going to win. And as it was, he made it very tight and very close. So, but it's interesting the way he tries to take and characterize this. He said they ran openly and proudly as proponents of gun violence prevention and repudiated the NRA at every opportunity. In exit polls, Virginia voters ranked gun violence prevention as the second most important issue when considering their choices. However, in national polls, in national Pew Research polls, which Pew is not a captain conservative by any stretch of the imagination, the biggest concern in America today is that the federal government would overreach on guns. 35%. That is the highest ranked individual category out there. Month before the election, the three most prominent statewide candidates in Virginia, now Governor-elect Ralph Northam, Lieutenant Governor-elect Justin Fairfax, and Attorney General Mark Herring, joined activists outside the NRA court headquarters in Virginia to protest the organization's dangerous policies. NRA does not make policy. Government makes policy. But they're leftists, so... they found this, you know, Mr. Horowitz finds this to be a nearly unprecedented gesture and illustrates that gun violence prevention is a winning issue, although I don't even know that that was ever brought up. In Virginia, when they tried to do away with reciprocity with everything, there was an open revolt on that, and they had to restore reciprocity. They had to make a deal with that one. But there for a while, there was like 25 states that lost reciprocity, which also meant the citizens of Virginia, which is home to Gun Owners of America and NRA. The gun owners of Virginia no longer had reciprocity with any states either. And that was something the Attorney General did, and that had to get rolled back, and they had to make a deal on that one. So, yeah, guns do play a role in it, but not nearly as the slam dunk that Mr. Horowitz is. He calls it unprecedented. Though the enthusiasm for this issue has been growing for years, the recent election in Virginia is a turning point. No, it isn't. It is not a turning point. It is not a turning point. For a while, Virginia had this class. They were in a category where one of the counties there managed to hold MS-13 at bay. And the fact that you had to have a county in Virginia that specialized in holding MS-13 at bay is clearly indicative of the fact that they got a problem in Virginia. And... If that's the way Virginia wants to go, that's fine. I'm good with it. The winning candidates, they said, sent a clear message to the NRA. We're not afraid of you. You don't have to be afraid of us. You don't have, and I'm not even a member of the NRA. I'm a member of the gun culture. And there's no need to be afraid of us. I have no ill will towards you. Okay, none. You're the one that called me. You guys are the one that called me crazy. You guys are the one that tried to regulate me to death. Now, the candidates, Mr. Horowitz says, had no reason to be. The NRA spent millions to defeat Northam, Fairfax, and Herring, and they came up empty. Nowhere in here does he talk about how much money Bloomberg dumped into it. Bloomberg dumped plenty of money into this. And he says the NRA suffered a huge blow in their home state, and they should be worried. Well, no, they shouldn't. Not for this. The NRA, according to them, has lost ground largely because the passion gap between pro-gun voters and gun violence prevention voters has all but evaporated. Really? Do you think so? What are you going to do, Joshy, when if national reciprocity passes? What are you going to do then? First of all, you're going to claim states' rights, which for some reason that becomes a thing. Can these states then claim, I mean, is that going to be the justification for sanctuary cities? States' rights. Can you flagrantly get out there and say, we don't have to go by the Constitution and we don't have to go by law because we have states' rights? Somewhere in there is an answer, and I don't know what it is. All of these legal types I talk to, they'll get out there and they're talking on both sides of the fence, and it's very hard for me to keep up because, to me, there has to be a one over overriding principle in there somewhere. If the feds have supremacy, then it stands to reason that the same limits to their power would apply in the states if they have supremacy. Okay? And Horowitz, he can get out there and he can stick his chest out and all these things. He's looking for policies that all the constituents support, and this is what he's putting forward. Improving our current background check system and supporting permit to purchase policies. Yes and no. I think the background check system should be improved. Permit to purchase, no. I'm getting a... is it Mackenzie or Andy tonight? Or is it Kyle? Kyle, are you on the board tonight? I'm getting a call from Genesis while I'm on the air. Number two, allowing family members to protect loved ones with extreme risk protection orders, which is the gun violence prevention kind of thing. Number three, prohibiting those with a history of violent crime, including domestic violence, from owning or purchasing guns. Done already. Supporting a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. Well, not going to happen. Fighting the NRA's dangerous policy proposals, including concealed carry, reciprocity, guns on campus, and legalization of all silencers. Come out from under your shell, you little coward, and just say, we want to ban all guns. I was just getting a call from GCN there. Did you, is George working tonight? Maybe George was trying to call me. These guys need to just come out and say what they mean. And they need to decide that they're going to have to approach us at least from a perspective of honesty to get us to speak with them. And otherwise, this is just propaganda. This is them telling you something's going to happen when nothing is going to happen. Josh Horowitz is the executive director of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. So another just little bit of lying there, I guess. Yeah. We will be back again on Monday, God willing. And between now and then, first of all, have a very good weekend. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.